We are learning Masechtas Be'ah Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Lamed Amud Beis. Ein Neitlim Eitzim Min HaSukkah Ela Min HaSamachlo. If you have a sukkah, Rashi speaks out, we're talking about on Pesach or on Shavuos. We're not talking about on sukkahs. And you need fire, you know, also use your firewood, you need fuel. You can't take the Eitzim off the sukkah Ela Min HaSamachlo, only from the extra. You know what that means exactly, we have to see in the Gemara. You can't take Eitzim off the sukkah. So tomorrow, why can't you take the Eitzim off the Schach from the Sukkah? You know why you can't take it? Because you're being Soysa oil. The Sukkah is an oil, is a tent, is a structure. You know, be Soysa, it's a stira on Shabbos Yontif. So Menasamakla also, so what does it help? What does Samakla help? Samakla means it sounds like the extra. That's also an Amikasas oil, it's also a bottle to the Sukkah, it's also a stira, it's also breaking down the Sukkah. So how am I allowed to do that? It means I have a sukkah with walls and schach. Anything I add onto the schach becomes bottled to the schach and becomes part of the roof. It doesn't have to be sewn together to be part of the roof. It's part of the roof. Now, taking a wall, if you have a wall and you just lean some extra boards on the wall, that doesn't become part of the wall. And taking that off is not a problem of stira, and therefore you can use those walls for the sukkah. It's not a problem to use those walls, not for a sukkah, for fuel. It's not a problem of taking that off because it's not called stira, because since it's not bottled to the wall, therefore it's not a problem of stira. I can ask me, maybe it's a problem of muksa in appearance, so you have to say, we're going according to Rav Shimon over here, it would sound like maybe that does not hold of muksa, because if not, you have a problem over here. What happened to the muksa? We're not handling muksa right now. We're handling the problem of stira. We're saying anything that's samach law is not a problem of stira. That's one teretz. Rav Nashi Amar afilu tema, even if you say b'shein samach tfanis, it's not samach tfanis, it's on the roof, it's on the schach. Aye, the schach is bottled. Kitanya hi basrai. So our Mishnah is talking about bundles of kanim, bundles of reeds that you put on the schach. And there, you didn't open the bundle, so obviously you weren't trying to make it a schach. You're just putting it there to keep it there, to store it there. And therefore, it's not a shayla of stira to take it off. So we have two teruts in why samach law is not seiser. Either we're talking about something leaning on the walls, it's not part of the walls, or even if it's on the schach, everything's about the schach. Here it was in bundles, and when bundles were showing it's not part of the schach, it's not about the schach, and therefore it's not a problem of stira. So I'm going to bring a brisa about this Indian. Tanya. You cannot take Eitzim from a sukkah, Ela min HaSamach Lo. Which we touch now, two pshatim we have in the Gemara. Rav Shimon Mata. Rav Shimon is Mutta, even from the Schach. It sounds like even from the Schach, it's Mutta. V'shavin. And you have to say, the Tanakamba is not Rav Shimon. You have to say the Tanakamba is going according to Rav Yehuda even. And you have to say somehow, if it's not a problem of stira, it's not a problem of muksa, because you've appeared it, you've examined it. Whatever the case is, there won't be a problem of muksa. And so the Gemara weiter, so Rav Shimon is Mata. Then it's V'shavin. Everyone agrees that the sukkah is a chai b'chai, but it's on sukkahs, then shasura. It's awesome, because huksel mitzvah, so we'll see tomorrow, we'll talk about it. Even a chalamoy, which is no issa stira, you know, I'll take it off the sukkah on sukkahs. Why? Because it's huksel mitzvah. Vim histo leha, made a t'nai, I call it via t'nai, everything's via t'nai. We'll have to see what that means. Can you make a t'nai on a sukkah on yontiv? On sukkahs, we'll see. Tomorrow we'll now explain each part of this braisa. It says, Rav Shimon Mata. It says, Rav Shimon says, even allowed to take Eitzim and Asukah. And the question was, what happened to stira? Stira is oil. Break the marva, kasa is oil. Lamaisa, you're breaking oil. You're taking down a structure, which is also do on yontiv. The sukkah on Pesach fell down. So according to Rav Shimon, you can use the firewood. But according to Rav Yehuda, not, because it's not mezuman, it's not prepared. Rav Shimon and Tamei, the less than muksa. It's going according to Rav Shimon, does not hold a muksa. The time went to the braisa. You have a ner, and there's a wick in there, it's lighting on Shabbos, lit on Shabbos, and the ner goes out, and they have extra oil. You're allowed to use the oil on Shabbos or not? So, Moisa Hashem and Shemaner, Shabakara, Osir, Tanakama, who's Rabbi, who holds Osir? Rabbi Shimon Matar, Shimon holds Mutter. So you see, Rabbi Shimon holds that when the fire goes out, it's Mutter to use oil. Here also, when the structure fell down, I can use it with firewood. And Rabbi Huda holds no, it's Muksa. Break the Gemara. Rav Shimon holds no muks in this case. It's not true. Dafka by Shemen, where he's Yoshev Metzapi, he knows it's going to go out eventually. So he's waiting for it to go out, he'll use the oil. Now, taking a structure, why does he think it's going to fall down? He's waiting for it to go out. Therefore, he has mind. He has a mind to shtickle. He's waiting for it to go out. He's waiting for the sukkah to fall down. And the sukkah is a strong structure. Why do you think it's going to fall down? He already had das on it before that it might fall down. Therefore, if you're Rav Shimon, you have Yoshev and Metzapah, and it's not Muksa. So, what comes up in this Gemara? Rav Shimon's only maskim if it's Yoshev and Metzapah. It has to be a shaky sukkah. So, a good kasha, you ask him about Chav Zayin Beis. There it says, if you have a behema that drops dead on Yontiv, let's say on Shabbos, can I give it to my dog? So it's machlokes. One man they almost dafka if it's mesukenes because you have to be yoshev metzapah. But if it's a healthy animal, even Rav Shimon is maskim. So, but there's one man they almost holds that even if it's a healthy animal, the halacha is that if Rav Shimon is mutter, there's man they like that. Marbury Rav Yosef holds cholikoy Rav Shimon afilu balchayim shemesu. So chay for him, this gemara is not shver. Even if the sukkah falls down, collapses mutter. So why didn't the gemara speak that out? So there's different mefarshim. The Be'iri says that's talking about a muksa. Machmas, because you didn't expect it to die. It was still alive. Mashenke in here, it's a muksa machmas isser. It's an isser stira to take down a structure, or it's an isser because of the ner. There, he's only masking the Yerushim Mitzapah. Everyone agrees, Dr. Meiri, that when it's a muksa machmas isser, then you have to have a Yerushim Mitzapah according to Rav Shimon in order to be mutter. And here we're talking about muksa machmas isser, therefore we need Yerushim Mitzapah. That's Meiri's mahalach. Zokta Gemara Vaita, explaining Vaita that price. It says, V'shovim sukkas achag b'chag shiyasura. But on sukkas, everyone agrees, you can use the wood from the sukkah for fuel, even if it falls down on sukkas. Even if it falls down on chalamoy. V'im histo la kofi tonight. Made it tonight, it's fila tonight. But if you made it tonight, it's good. Freyti Gemara, mi mahani be tonight. How can a tonight work? V'omar av sheish v'nar v'kiva. V'nayin la'atzi sukkah shiyasura kol shiva. The wood from the sukkah is not usr because of maxedaitim, because I don't have dasvet. It's be'etzim ha'isr. How do you know atzei sukkah usr all 7 days? Chag ha'sukkah is shivas yom la'ashem. Chag ha'sukkah says shivas yom 7 days la'ashem for Hashem. Tanya Ruda ben Seira Omer explains it even more. Menayin shekashem shechal shem shemaya malchigya. How do you know? Just like shem shemaya is chal on the carbon. Kachal shem shemaya ma'sukkah. It's also chal on the sukkah. Tamaloy mechag ha'sukkah is chag ha'shechagigya. Chag ha'sukkah, shivas yom la'ashem, ma chag la'ashem, just like chagiga belongs to Hashem, af sukkah la'ashem. So the kash is that if it belongs to Hashem, if it belongs to Hektish, how could a tanai work? Tanai doesn't work. It belongs to the mitzvah. How could a tanai work? So my answer is you're right. Amar Rav Menashe Rei D'Rava, Sefer that says the tanai is not going back on shavu nesukkah sechag b'chag, it's not going back on that. Sefer also on the sukkah the alma. It's going on stam a sukkah all year round on Pesach and sukkahs. And there the tanai helps. Why is no mitzvah anymore? of a sukkah the mitzvah loy mahani mitanai. But taka a sukkah of mitzvah a tanai does not work. Right, the Gemara. We're going to touch all Gemara now, like Rashi's pshat, Tosfos, the Rif, all of them shatim the Gemara. We'll go to Rashi's pshat. The sukkah the mitzvah loy. You can't make a tanai by a mitzvah, by a tanai with a braisa. You made a sukkah with the right type of schach, kehilchasa. The itra, but you made decorations. You made a nice sukkah. The itra of a krumim. You made these nice colored curtains with sadinim amitsiorim and white curtains with pictures. The talabay yagoizim. You hung up nuts, shkedim, almonds, afarsikim, peaches, verimoinim, and pomegranates, vechilianovim. The clusters of grapes, yenois, wine, shmonim, oil, vislosis, and flour. How do you hang up flour and wine on the sukkah? So, Rashi, you put it in kaiser shel zchuchas. You put it into glass jars, and you hung it up that way. Vatari shebolim, and crowns of wheat kernels. You made all this beautiful nice sukkah. Halacha is, lest you get hungry on Yontif, also lestapik Yontif Achron Shel Chag. You can use this, you can drink that wine until after Yontif Achron Shel Chag, after Shmini Atzeres, because it's huksel mitzvasa. It becomes bottle of the schach, it becomes part of the sukkah. But if you made it tonight, I call it via tonight. It goes via tonight. So what do you see? Even by a sukkah shel mitzvah, you can make it tonight. You can make it tonight as a nice sukkah. The Gemara is an answer. It's chaluk, no sukkah, and the sukkah itself. And for the Gemara, by Rav Amitavayu, but ima ini boilem em kol b'nei shmashos. Lo chaluk dusha alayu. He says, but by b'nei shmashos, I am not separating myself from this no sukkah. I want to be able to use it. For example, if you hang up a seroigim in your sukkah, and you want to maybe use it on the esrog, you can use your esrog as possible, you want to use that esrog. So if you say, ben hashmashas, I am not separating myself, I want to be able to use it ben hashmashas. So you never max it to a mitzvah, then you're allowed to use it. But that's only by noy sukkah you can do that. Aval atzei hasukkah, the cholak dushalayo is ksar l'shiva. But atzei hasukkah, it's more than just the mitzvah. I can't use it ben hashmashas because it's soyser at that time. It's part of the sukkah. So then this is huksalim mitzvasai automatically because I can't use it then. So then there, tanai won't work. Because there, I can't say I want to be able to use the ben hashmashas because it's soyser then. So therefore, it's chal the mitzvah on it, and I can't, it's chal the mitzvah, and it's too late now. I can't make the tanai on that mitzvah because it has in it the iser of stira. Therefore, atzei hasukkah is worse. So Gemara is sticking with the teretz that atzei hasukkah you can't make it tanai. Only all year round you can make it. I know sukkah. No sukkah, I can say anybody do mahem. For eating Gemara, even the sukkah itself, why can I make it tanai? We learned, Hifresh Shiva Esregim. If you prepared seven Esregim, this is to shake these Esregim on Sukkot, Shiva Yom, 7 days. So it's Machlek is, when could you use that Esreg? One man Yom says, the whole day, the whole first day, it's Huksa, but the next day it's Mutta. The other man Yom holds, after you do the mitzvah already, it's Mutta. Omar Rav, Kol Achis Vachat Yotze Bava Ochla. You Yotze the mitzvah, you eat it Bava Ochla, you eat it right away. Eat it right away. Get it right away. Rav Asi Yom Kol Achas Yoytze Bav Akla Machar. Everyone Yoytze and Yoytze tomorrow, and Yoytze tomorrow, because then you already did the mitzvah. But either way, you see that after you finish the mitzvah of that day, you can use it. So why can I make it tonight to Atzei HaSukkah also and say I only want to use it till Chol HaMoed? After Chol HaMoed, I don't want to be Atzei HaSukkah. Why can I make it tonight? Should I make it tonight? Esrog, Esrog also a mitzvah. So my answer is no. There, even though there's chal huksel mitzvah on the first day, because then I couldn't eat it ben hashmashas because I put it off in a mitzvah, but it doesn't go for 7 days straight because every day is a new mitzvah, so I can separate the days. Hacha by a sukkah, the sukkah is for 7 days straight. There's no hefsek between leila and yomim. Kulo yomim kol yom erich tami. It's all like one long day of sukkah. One long day of Sukkot, and therefore you cannot make a hefsek. And once it's chal, huksum and tzvas ben hashmashos, it's chal for all 7 days, and you can't make a tanai.